everyone, and welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today I'm doing a trifle using angel food cakes. So let's get started. I'm going to show you what ingredients we're going to need. As far as fresh fruit, I'm just going to do strawberries, and I'm going to do sliced kiwis. And the way I've done the strawberries is that I've cut them this way, the lengthwise. I don't like cutting strawberries this way. I like cutting them the lengthwise. I think it looks really nice. I also have a Jell-O pudding mix here, which is instant Jell-O pudding mix, which is pistachio. You could use any other flavor that you like. I just like the colors that we come up with the blue pistachio, with the green pistachio pudding. And then I've got extra creamy whipped topping here. And if you want, you can cut down the calories by using, the fat-free or the light. I've got a can, a 20-ounce can or 1-pound can of crushed pineapples. And then I've got a 1-pound or 20-ounce can of pineapple tidbits. And we're going to be using the juice of that into mixing our pudding mix. And then I've got some blueberries that I haven't brought on the table yet. And then I've got milk to mix the pudding. So first we're going to do is we're just going to go ahead and mix the pudding mix so that that can start setting up while we start setting the fruits and the angel food cake. Now the one that I picked up from my grocery store are the skinny round ones, but you can even get the larger angel food cake and just cut it into slices if you like. And to this here, follow the package directions. I'm gonna go ahead and add the milk. And I'm just gonna whisk that up to make it nice and thick. And it's gonna start getting thick really quickly, so. Add the juice of the pineapple in there too. I'm gonna let that sit here just for a little while so it gets nice and thick. Okay, so for our trifle here, I've got a trifle bowl, and they're very inexpensive. I'm actually looking for one that's a little bit shorter and wider. I think some of the desserts would also look very nice in one of those. And basically, this is really easy to put together. What I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna put a layer of the angel food cake on the bottom, like so. Okay, so I could fit about 4 of them in there. Let's check our mix here. And you can tell it's getting nice and thick. I think I'm gonna go ahead and add another vanilla pudding in here. And the reason is because I'm just thinking I really want a very thick pudding. So you could do either. This is just, I just want a really, really thick pudding. And look at how instantly it became so much more thicker. So did you see the consistency where we had before was just a little bit more light?
Can't get any more perfect than that. We're gonna use about 3/4 of our whipped topping in here. I'm gonna reserve the 1/4 for the top when we start garnishing. We're just gonna fold the whipping cream or the Cool Whip into our pudding mix here. So what I'm going to do is, do you see how thick this pudding is? That's exactly how we want it. I'm going to add a layer of the pudding in here. I'm gonna move this here so you guys can see here. So, whoop. Don't wanna get the trifle board dirty here. Now we're going to go ahead and layer it with the kiwis. Okay, then comes our strawberries. Okay. Then we're going to come back and do the cake, the angel food cake again. Now, no one's going to be able to see this, so I'm just going to be trying to squish this in here. Okay. I'm going to do another layer of our pistachio pudding. Then we're going to do canned pineapple. And then I'm going to go ahead and, with a new spatula, I'm going to try and spread the Cool Whip all around. Thank you. Okay. Add a little cake in between. Then we're gonna just start layering this with kiwis. This is really a great dish to even do with kids in the kitchen. You know, they'd love to, you know, layer these fruits on. Okay. I have one strawberry that I've kind of cut up like this. Okay. I've got the ends of the strawberries that way, and then these you just kind of want to get them any way you want. But this is an awesome dessert to make for summer, because summer fruits are so much abundant. And you can pick, you know, whatever fruits that you guys like at home and cater it to your plate. And no, I haven't forgotten about the blueberries. I'll grab them in a minute. Look at how beautiful this dessert looks. And you can even add more blueberries on the bottom if you like. There you go. So, our fruit trifle is all ready. We're gonna stick it in the refrigerator. I'm gonna stick it in the refrigerator for about 2 to 3 hours before we dig into it. So this basically concludes. I'm not gonna be doing a taste test just because I have to stick it in the ice box for a little while. But I'm sure and I can vouch on how wonderful this trifle is gonna taste. Thank you for watching. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here next time with another great recipe. See you then, friends.